Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Avoidant Attachment Workbook for Stronger and More Secure Connections by Elizabeth Summers is a relationship and personal development workbook grounded in attachment theory, with a specific focus on avoidant or dismissive attachment patterns. Its purpose is practical rather than purely explanatory. It aims to help readers recognize common avoidant tendencies such as emotional distancing, discomfort with vulnerability, and withdrawing during conflict or increased intimacy. The book frames these patterns as understandable protective strategies that often trace back to earlier experiences, then guides readers toward more secure ways of relating. Structured as an interactive workbook, it emphasizes self-assessment, reflection prompts, and step-by-step exercises designed to increase emotional awareness, reduce deactivation habits, and improve communication. Instead of positioning attachment style as a fixed identity, the workbook presents change as a skill-building process that can be practiced over time. Readers are encouraged to build healthier boundaries, express needs more clearly, and develop a more stable internal sense of safety in close relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding attachment styles with a focus on avoidant patterns. A central topic is the explanation of attachment theory in a reader-friendly way, then narrowing in on avoidant attachment and how it differs from other styles. The workbook clarifies how avoidant tendencies can look on the surface, such as valuing independence strongly, minimizing emotional needs, or feeling uncomfortable when partners seek closeness. It also explores the internal experience that often accompanies avoidance, including the impulse to shut down, rationalize distance, or prioritize self-sufficiency when relationships feel emotionally demanding. By outlining the spectrum of attachment styles, the book helps readers locate their patterns without reducing them to a label. This foundational overview is important because it sets a shared language for the rest of the exercises, making it easier to notice recurring reactions in dating, long-term partnerships, family relationships, and friendships. The goal is not to assign blame to the reader or to partners, but to illuminate a predictable psychological pattern so it can be worked with. From there, the workbook can move into targeted change strategies that are specific to avoidant habits and the situations that trigger them. Secondly, tracing roots and recognizing deactivation triggers. Another major topic is understanding where avoidant patterns come from and what activates them in the present. The workbook links avoidance to earlier experiences, including childhood environments that discouraged emotional expression or made closeness feel unreliable, while staying focused on practical relevance rather than exhaustive theory. A key idea referenced in the book's materials is deactivation triggers, the moments when the nervous system and thinking habits shift toward distance as a form of self-protection. The workbook encourages readers to identify personal triggers such as conflict, feeling criticized, a partner requesting reassurance, or the relationship becoming more serious. It also highlights common protective thoughts and behaviors that follow, like focusing on a partner's flaws, idealizing being alone, or avoiding difficult conversations. By mapping triggers, sensations, emotions, and behaviors in sequence, readers can start to see patterns that once felt automatic. This topic matters because change is easier when a reader can recognize the early signs of withdrawal rather than only noticing after damage has occurred. The exercises aim to turn avoidance from an unconscious reflex into an observable process that can be interrupted. Thirdly, reducing emotional distance and the push-pull relationship dynamic. The workbook addresses how avoidant attachment can create emotional distance even when a person genuinely wants connection. It explores relationship dynamics where one partner seeks more closeness and the other feels pressured, leading to cycles of pursuing and withdrawing. Within this, it discusses recognizable challenges associated with avoidance, such as pulling away when intimacy increases, struggling to share feelings, or maintaining a sense of safety by keeping relationships at a manageable depth. It also points to patterns like idealizing partners early on and later focusing on reasons to disengage, which can protect against vulnerability but also prevent stable intimacy. The workbook approach emphasizes observing these patterns in real time and practicing alternative responses that keep connection possible without overwhelming the avoidant partner. This may include building tolerance for closeness gradually, naming discomfort instead of disappearing, and learning to stay engaged during emotionally loaded moments. The emphasis remains on practice repeated small decisions that reduce distancing behaviors and build a track record of safe connection. Over time, the book positions these skills as a bridge toward more secure relating rather than a demand to change overnight. Fourthly, communication tools for needs, boundaries, and emotional connection. A practical topic throughout the workbook is communication, especially where avoidant patterns tend to break down expressing needs, responding to requests for closeness, and navigating uncomfortable conversations. The book frames communication barriers as part of the avoidant defense system, for example, avoiding deep conversations, becoming vague, or shutting down when emotions rise. To counter this, it emphasizes tools for building closer ties through clearer, more direct communication that still respects personal boundaries. This includes learning to name feelings and preferences, practicing assertiveness, and setting boundaries without using distance or silence as the primary method of self-protection. The workbook format supports skill building by prompting readers to reflect on past conversations, identify what they avoided saying, and plan alternative phrasing that is honest but not reactive. It also reinforces that secure connection does not require constant intensity. It requires reliability, respectful limits, and the ability to repair when miscommunication happens. And by focusing on both emotional openness and healthy boundaries, the workbook addresses a common fear in avoidant attachment work that intimacy means losing autonomy. Instead, it presents communication as a way to preserve autonomy while still staying connected. Lastly, healing attachment wounds through self-compassion and ongoing practice. The workbook also treats healing as an internal process, not only a relationship fix. It highlights the importance of identifying attachment wounds and developing self-compassion, since shame and self-criticism can reinforce avoidance and make vulnerability feel dangerous. Rather than promising quick transformation, it frames growth as a steady progression from awareness to new behaviors, supported by reflection and self-care. This includes noticing emotional responses without immediately suppressing them, learning to soothe oneself without cutting off from others, and turning painful patterns into opportunities for learning. The book encourages readers to view avoidant coping strategies as understandable responses that once served a purpose, while also acknowledging that they can limit intimacy and satisfaction in adulthood. The later stages of the workbook focus on integrating lessons, reflecting on progress, and continuing forward movement toward a more secure attachment orientation. It also acknowledges that some readers may benefit from additional support beyond self-guided exercises, especially when avoidance is linked to deeper trauma or long-standing relational pain. The overarching message is that secure connection is built through repeated, realistic practices that strengthen trust, emotional tolerance, and relational resilience. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for readers who recognize avoidant or dismissive patterns in themselves, or for partners who want a clearer framework for understanding emotional distancing without turning a relationship into a blame cycle. People who value independence but feel stuck in repeated breakups, superficial intimacy, or difficulty expressing needs are likely to find the structured exercises especially useful. The practical benefit is its step-by-step orientation. Instead of offering only insight, it prompts readers to identify triggers, track deactivation habits, and practice new communication and connection skills in manageable increments. Intellectually, it provides an accessible attachment theory lens that helps readers reinterpret avoidance as a learned protection strategy rather than a fixed personality flaw. What helps it stand out within the crowded attachment category is the workbook format and its focused emphasis on avoidant dynamics, including emotional distance, fear of vulnerability, and common communication shutdowns. Many attachment books speak to relationships broadly. This one positions avoidant change as a practice path that combines self-awareness, boundary work, and intimacy-building skills. Readers who engage consistently, reflect honestly, and apply the exercises in real conversations are most likely to gain lasting improvements in emotional closeness, trust, and relationship stability. If you would like to support Elizabeth Summers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.